This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Changes are coming to the color-coded COVID dial. State Chief Medical Officer Dr. Eric France says the changes are needed with widespread vaccinations taking place and many pandemic metrics improving.
We have to rethink the dial, which is absolutely what we should be doing given we're in a different place in the pandemic.
State officials say they want to make the dial framework more responsive to local conditions and provide a better balance between disease suppression and economic factors. Thousands of Coloradans came out for a mass vaccination clinic in a Coors Field parking lot in Denver over the weekend. UC Health planned to vaccinate more than 10,000 people, 70 and older, against COVID-19. Jeanette Egan says the vaccination means freedom from isolation.
It's a privilege to get this, and I hope that many more people can get it.
Egan says the first thing she wants to do after being fully vaccinated is to see her friends. People who received the vaccine are scheduled to return for their second dose in 3 weeks. Three people survived a plane crash near Rifle yesterday, south of the town of Silt. Authorities say the survivors were airlifted to a hospital. One person reportedly got free of the wreckage and used her cell phone to call for help. The extent of their injuries has not been released. We're looking at partly cloudy skies for the Front Range, lows around 30. Mostly cloudy for the western slope, down to 25. Partly cloudy for the central mountains, lows around 20. This is CPR News.